Today we will continue our end time series.
咁今日我哋會繼續呢個末後嘅日子嘅信息。
By furthering our study in Matthew 24.
咁就係繼續去查考馬太福音廿四章。
So in the past we have been looking at the end time series.
咁其實喺過去嘅一段日子咧，我哋一路都係講緊呢個末後嘅日子呢個系列嘅。
The purpose is for us to learn from the Word of God how we can better prepare ourselves.
咁目的咧就係幫助我哋更加清楚喺呢個末後日子點樣好好咁準備自己。
Because if we don't prepare ourselves, we may not survive spiritually.
因為如果我哋唔作好準備咧，恐怕我哋屬靈上係冇辦法企得住嘅。
Because God's word forewarns us about dangerous and dangerous times and tribulations that will be coming at the near of this present age.
因為神的話語已經提醒了我們，在末後的日子將會有很危險的時間和很大的災難。
So today we will look at only one verse.
今天我們就會集中看一節的經文。
It's in Matthew chapter 24, verse 28.
就是馬太福音24章28節。
So please turn to your Bible in chapter 24, verse 28.
咁請大家翻開馬太福音廿四章嘅二十八節。
So, here it says, wherever the corpse is, there the vulture will gather.
咁呢度咧就話俾我哋聽，屍首在哪裏，鷹也必住在哪裏。
The verse shows a picture of corpse and vultures.
咁呢一節經文咧，就俾咗一幅圖畫我哋，係關於屍首呢啲屍體同埋鷹嘅。
You may find it strange and wonder why the Lord Jesus speaks of the picture of a corpse and vultures all of a sudden。
可能大家都會好好奇啊，問下點解主耶穌咧突然間會喺呢段經文提到屍體啊、屍首同埋鷹嘅咧
？Wasn't the Lord Jesus teaching about the end of this age？
主耶穌在這段經文不是只是教導關於末後的日子的嗎？
What truth is the Bible teaching us here in verse 28?
那究竟這一節經文28節要教我們一些聖經裡面什麼真理呢？
So I remember when I was a teenage boy.
那我想起我當我還是一個少年的男生的時候。
So I also came across this verse.
那我那時候都看到同一節經文。
But I was...Scratching my head, what does it mean?
但係咧，當時我就拗曬頭啦，都唔知呢節經文講緊乜嘢添。
But I didn't manage to understand this verse until many years later.
咁咧，我好多年都一路唔明白呢節經文㗎，係要直到即係過咗好耐日子先明白。
Yeah, so I think today we have quite a few teenage boys and girls.
咁今日我哋都有好幾位係少年人喺我哋當中啦。
Yeah, so you are luckier than me.
咁你哋比我有福得多啦。
Yeah. So, before we look into details about this verse, let us go back to chapter 24.
咁當我哋去睇呢節經文嘅細節之前咧，不如我哋睇翻廿四章整體先。
It's important for us to know the immediate context just before verse 28.
咁咧，我哋好需要去明白呢節經文二十八之前上文係講緊啲乜嘢。
So we can have a clear idea what the Lord Jesus was teaching his disciples before mentioning verse 28.
咁我哋先可以有一個比較清楚概念咧。當主耶穌提二十八節之前啊，其實佢教緊啲門徒乜嘢
？Since it's very likely that the previous context has much to do with this verse.
咁因為咧，我哋都知道啦，好有可能其實廿八節咧就係同上文應該係息息相關嘅。
So let us first look at verse 15.
咁我哋一齊先睇第十五節啊。
The Lord Jesus talks about the abomination of desolation。
呢度主耶穌咧就講到那行毀壞可憎的。
In previous messages, Grace shared in her previous messages that these are referred to the Antichrist。
咁喺之前啊 ，Grace 講嘅講道系列裏面咧，其實都已經解釋咗啦，那行毀壞可憎的咧，其實係指到嗰位敵基督。
And let us read further from verse 23 to verse 28.
咁我哋繼續睇落去第廿三至到二十八節。
I ask Grace to read for us in Chinese.
咁我哋用中文讀出啦。 馬太福音的24:23-28。那時若有人對你們說，基督在這裏，或說，基督在那裏，你們不要信，因為假基督、假先知將要起來，顯大神蹟、大奇事，倘若能行，連選民也就迷惑了。看啊，我預先告訴你們了。若有人對你們說，看啊，基督在曠野裏，你們不要出去；或說，看啊，基督在內屋中，你們不要信。閃電從東邊發出，直照到西邊，人子降臨也要這樣。屍首在哪裏，鷹也必聚在哪裏。
Here we see the Lord Jesus warns his disciples, the Christians, to beware not to believe it.
咁呢度我哋睇到主耶穌兩次咁提醒或者警告佢嘅門徒，或者基督徒啦，要去小心防備，唔好輕易嘅相信。
Can you see where the two do not believe it are?
咁大家揾唔揾到主耶穌講話你哋唔好相信係有邊兩次出現呢？
The first time is in verse 23, isn't it?
咁第一次大家應該睇到啦，係喺第23節。
When someone says the Messiah Christ is here, we see the word do not believe it.
咁呢度講到啦，如果當有人同你哋講基督喺嗰度啊，你哋唔好相信。
The second time is found in verse 26.
而第二次咧就喺第26節。
Jesus warns us that when someone says he's in the wilderness or he's in an inner room, do not believe it.
咁主耶穌喺呢度咧就警告我哋啦。如果有人話基督喺曠野嗰度，又或者基督喺內屋裏面，你哋唔好相信。
So he in verse 26 is a reference to Antichrist.
咁喺26節提到嘅呢一個他，即係呢一位基督咁樣啦嚇，其實係指到敵基督。
So after briefly looking at verse 15-28. We can see that the main subject of interest in this passage is the Antichrist.
咁所以我哋頭先好快咁睇過15-28節呢度嘅時候咧，我哋睇到整個重點咧係圍繞住敵基督呢個人物。
So Antichrist is the agent of Satan. He will appear to be like Christ.
咁呢個敵基督係咩人咧？佢就係其實係撒旦係從即係用撒旦嘅能力啦，去好似假冒代替基督咁樣。
So he will deceive many Christians and many people.
咁佢將會欺騙迷惑好多嘅基督徒同埋其他人。
And bring them down to destruction with him.
目的就係令到其他人都同佢一樣去遭受毀滅。
Yeah. So Jesus warned his disciples to beware of Antichrist. And the false teachers who will appear at the end of this age.
咁所以主耶穌咧喺呢度係去特別提醒我哋要去小心防備呢啲假冒基督嘅，特別係嗰位敵基督。
So there's a reminder for us that Christians need to exercise spiritual discernment.
咁呢度咧就俾我哋一個好重要提醒啦。作為基督徒咧，其實我哋好需要有呢份分辨嘅能力。
Yeah, when we hear a message, we should not just believe it.
咁當我哋聽到一啲嘅消息或者一篇信息咧，我哋唔好只係好盲目咁就相信。
We need to pray and look to Yahweh God and exercise spiritual discernment.
咁我哋需要去禱告啦，去仰望 Yahweh 天父，用我哋屬靈嘅呢份分辨力去睇下呢啲嘅教導係咪啱嘅。
And we need to cross-examine the teaching with God's word.
我哋亦都需要去對照神嘅話語去睇下呢啲信息係咪可靠嘅。
To see whether the teaching is in accordance with God's word.
去明白咧呢啲咁嘅教導咧係咪真係同神嘅話語係一致
？To see whether the teaching we hear is indeed the truth of God.
去睇清楚咁樣嘅教導咧係咪真係從神嚟嘅真理
？So this is a reminder we can observe from this passage.
咁呢一個提醒咧，就係我哋從呢段經文可以去觀察到嘅。
Right after this, these verses come verse 28.
咁喺呢一段我哋啱啱睇過經文之後咧，緊接就係28節啦。
So we take note that the context immediately before verse 28 is concerned about the Antichrist.
咁所以希望大家有留意到啦，喺28節之前啊，呢個上文咧都係圍繞緊嗰位敵基督嘅。
And how we need to avoid being deceived by Antichrist and the false teachers.
就是我們要去小心不要被這位敵基督或者其他假的先知假的神的話語的 教師咧，去俾佢哋迷惑咗。
Yeah, when they appear in the last days，
就係特別當佢哋喺呢個末後日子去出現嘅時候。
Yeah, so understand the previous context will help us in our following time to grasp the meaning of verse 28.
所以明白曬呢個上文之後咧，我哋就可以更好咁掌握廿八節嘅內容。
So now let us study verse 28 in details.
咁我哋而家詳細去睇二十八節。
So let me read to you again.
我會再一次為大家讀出。
Wherever the corp is, there the vultures will gather.
屍首在哪裏，鷹也必聚在哪裏。
So for us, in order for us to better understand this verse, let us also look at the parallel passage.
咁為咗更好嘅明白呢節經文咧，我哋可以睇下佢係平行經文。
Which is found in Luke 17, verse 37.
就是在路加福音的17章37節。
So Luke 17, verse 37.
路加福音17章37節。
Luke 17, verse 37. Here it says, Then they asked him, some people are still looking for it.
可能大家還需要時間找一找。
Verse
37.
Then they asked him, Where, Lord? He said to them, Where the corp is, there the vultures will gather.
門徒說，主啊，在哪裡有這事呢？耶穌說，屍首在哪裡，鷹也必聚在哪裡。
So parallel passages in New Testament often give us a different angle to look at the Lord Jesus' word.
咁喺新約裏面呢啲平行經文咧。可以俾我哋睇到從另一個角度去明白主耶穌嘅教導。
In this parallel passage in particular, there is actually a significant difference in the word that the Lord Jesus used.
咁原來咧喺呢個平行經文裏面咧，有一特別有一個字啊，係主耶穌係特別去選擇用呢個字嘅。
But sadly, when you look at the translation, you don't see any different things, do you?
但是呢可惜就是當我們看這些不同的譯本英文或中文我們並看不到有什麼分別
I noticed the latter part of Luke in Chinese the Bible is exactly the same as the Chinese in Matthew
那我們會看中文那裡路加福音17章最後這個部分其實跟剛才的馬太福音24章28節裡面是一模一樣的中文來說
Maybe except for the word 那跟那，
可能就除咗嗰兩個唔同嘅那字啦。
English as well is this word wherever versus where。
咁如果睇翻英文咧，又係唯一嘅分別就係 wherever， 即係話邊度啦，同埋又係另一個字 where， 又係邊度咁樣。
So actually, the English and Chinese translation didn't translate the Greek word accurately.
咁其實咧，原來無論係中文或者英文嘅譯本咧，都冇正確咁翻譯出希臘原文呢個字。
So what do I mean by there is a significant difference in the Lord Jesus' choice of words here？
咁頭先我提到，原來咧耶穌啊，佢選詞方面、用字方面咧，係其實有一個好重要嘅意義喺當中嘅。
So actually, the word translated as corpse in Luke is a mistranslation。
咁其實咧，喺路加福音。呢度翻譯為屍首呢個字咧，係一個錯誤嘅翻譯嚟嘅。
So the word in Luke, the Greek word is soma。
咁如果你睇翻路加福音啦，關於屍首呢個原文，希臘原文就係 soma。
It's actually it means a living body。
其實佢嘅意思咧係一個活生生嘅身體。
Yeah, so all the occurrences in Luke for this word refers to a living body。
咁所以其實喺路加福音呢一個地方咧，呢個字其實特別係指緊一個活嘅身體。
So all the other occurrences in Luke also.
所以呢一個字咧喺路加福音其他地方出現嘅時候，全部都係指緊一個有生命嘅身體。
I will give you an example.
咁我可以俾一個例子大家。
So let us turn to Luke chapter 22, verse 19.
路加福音嘅廿二章十九節。
So Luke 22, verse 19.
路加福音廿二章十九節，
Chapter 22, verse 19. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
又拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开地喊说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
So the Christian brothers and sisters often remember this verse during communion.
咁我哋当中已经系基督徒，啲弟兄姊妹咧应该都记得呢节经文啦，因为每一次圣餐我哋都会提到呢个经文。
So here the word body is the same word found in Luke 17:37.
咁喺呢一度咧，身體呢個字咧，其實同我哋頭先睇嘅17:37入面屍首呢個字其實係同一個字嚟嘅。
So here the Lord Jesus is saying he's giving his body to his disciples。
呢度主耶穌係講緊佢將佢自己身體俾到佢嘅門徒。
The body is a living body, but not a corpse。
咁耶穌要俾門徒嘅身體咧係一個活嘅身體，有生命嘅身體，並唔係一個屍體。
So when the disciples take the Lord's living body, they may also have life in themselves.
以致門徒當佢哋領受主嘅身體咧，佢哋都有主嘅生命喺佢哋裏面。
So in the New Testament, Christians are also described as the body of Christ.
咁喺新約裏面咧，基督徒亦都常常被形容係主嘅身體。
But there's no reference to the Christians or the church as the corpse of Christ.
咁但係我哋從來應該冇聽過有一個講法就話啊，基督徒我哋啲信徒咧係主嘅屍體㗎。
Yeah, never heard of it, right?
咁應該大家冇聽過咁樣講法啦。
So, this also means Christians are supposed to manifest the likeness and life of Christ.
咁呢個亦都係話俾佢聽咧，基督徒應該去彰顯基督佢嘅樣式，佢嘅榜樣。
Yeah, so when we have new friends among us.
所以當我哋有新嘅朋友嚟到我哋當中咧
，When they look at the Christian's life，
當佢哋睇到基督徒嘅生命
，How they love God with all their heart，
佢哋點樣全心去愛神嘅時候
，How they love one another as themselves，
同埋佢哋點樣去彼此相愛，愛人如己
，So you know how the Lord Jesus is like，
咁你就知道主耶穌佢係點噶
，And you know how Father Yahweh is like。
咁亦都可以知道天父亞維係點樣嘅。
So this is one occurrence of the word body or soma, which gives us some hints about what the body may refer to.
咁其實呢一啲嘅例子就係一個提示啦，話俾我哋聽，喺呢一度呢個翻譯做屍首呢個字啊，其實係究竟指緊乜嘢？呢個身體指乜嘢
？So coming back to the parallel passage, actually the word translated as corpse in Matthew 24:28 is the Greek word patoma.
咁但係我哋又翻翻去馬太福音24:28啦。喺呢一度咧，翻譯為屍首呢個字咧，又係另一個嘅希臘原文嚟嘅。
So you can see the word used in Matthew and in Luke is entirely different.
咁你就可以留意到啦。雖然大家都係翻譯做屍體，但係其實喺希臘嘅原文咧係兩個完全唔同嘅字嚟嘅。
The English.And the Chinese for Matthew 24:28 has it right, so they translated as 尸首 or corpse.
咁其實喺24:28咧，中文同英文都翻譯得準確嘅。確實呢個希臘原文嘅意思係指到一個屍體。
Because the word patoma when it occurs in Matthew, it always refers to a dead body.
因為每一次呢一個希臘字咧喺馬太福音出現嘅時候咧，都係指到。一個冇生命嘅已經死咗嘅身體啦。
So there is a rearrange PPT to put up the correct translation so far.
咁所以我而家咧就去換一換一張 PPT 咧，就將正確嘅翻譯擠翻入去。
Oh, sorry, is it this one? Yeah. So wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. And in Luke, we have where the living body is.
咁我哋就睇到啦，其實咧喺馬太福音上面咧，的確就係講到身體依個屍首啊，唔好意思，依個屍首喺邊度咧，鷹就必墜在嗰度。咁但係嚟到路加福音嘅時候咧，應該係一個活嘅身體喺邊度咧，鷹亦都會係聚集喺嗰度嘅。
Yeah, so the next word we need to clarify is the word vulture.
咁但係另一個字我哋需要去澄清一下咧，就係鷹呢個字啊。
Actually, the original Greek word is the same word for both parallel passages.
咁其實的而且確咧，喺希臘文裡面咧，呢兩節經文裡面嘅鷹字都係同一個字嚟嘅。
So it's only one word for both verses.
咁即係話用兩節經文都係用緊同一個希臘字。
However, this single word can either mean an eagle or a vulture, depending on the context it is in.
但係咧，呢個希臘字啊，代表鷹呢個字咧，其實可以係指到一隻鷹啦，又或者一隻秃鷹嘅。
So depending on the context.
咁就好在乎佢嘅上下文係講緊乜嘢啦。
So this is why we see a difference in translation between English Bible and the Chinese Bible.
咁所以我哋先會睇到咧，中英文聖經嘅翻譯係有啲分別嘅。
So the English we have vultures.
咁喺英文嘅翻譯咧，全部都翻譯為秃鷹。
So let's do a small quiz for our teenagers. What's in the Chinese word in English?
Oh, now. 我哋而家想考一下我哋當中嘅年青人啦，你哋知唔知道呢個中文鷹係乜嘢嚟嘅咧
？No one seems to know。
大家知唔知啊？英文應該係乜嘢？翻譯做英文。
Does Lawrence know?
Eagle.
Eagle, right?
係啊，應該係 eagle 就係鷹嘅英文翻譯啦。
So you can see, we have discrepancies here.
哦，咁我哋就睇到咦有啲唔。同喎，好似有啲差別喎。
In Chinese, we have eagles.
喺中文咧，就係一隻鷹。
In English, we have vultures.
但係英文咧，就係秃鷹。
Actually, they are two different kind of creatures.
其實呢兩種咧係兩個唔同嘅品種嘅。
So we are getting confused. What does the Lord Jesus really mean when he say this is verse 28?
咁所以我哋而家就有啲混亂啦。究竟主耶穌啊喺馬太福音二十四章廿八節究竟要講嘅係乜嘢咧
？Does he mean vultures or eagle？
究竟主耶穌係想講鷹啊，定係秃鷹咧
？Because the Greek word can mean both。
因為呢個希臘文嘅字咧係可以係任何一種都係包括喺鷹呢個字裡面。
So this is the question we want to find out。
咁呢個就我哋需要去找出答案嘅一個問題。
So。Do we have animal lovers among us?
我哋當中有冇好愛好動物嘅朋友咧 ？Genevieve，
she only loves hedgehogs.
Genevieve 可能淨係中意嗰啲係咪叫刺猬啊？係咪？
Jason is not here with us.
咁今日 Jason 就唔喺我哋當中啦。
Julia is Jason an animal lover, right?
我哋問下 Julia 啦，佢哥哥 Jason 係咪好中意動物嘅咧？
So, any animal lovers may know vultures and eagles are very different creatures.
我諗好多愛好動物嘅人咧，都會知道其實秃鷹同埋鷹咧係唔同嘅品種嚟嘅。
So, do you know which one is an eagle, which one is a vulture?
大家知唔知道邊只係鷹，邊只係秃鷹咧
？So,
this one? Top one?
It's an eagle, right? Wow, correct.
係喎，咁 Callum 就答中咗啦。喺上面嗰只咧就係一隻鷹嚟嘅。
So good job. So this one is indeed a golden eagle.
咁其實上面呢幅咧係一隻金鷹。
So this one is an African vulture.
咁下低呢幅咧就係一個非洲嘅秃鷹。
So they look somehow somewhat similar, right?
可能從外表上睇都有啲似嘅。
But actually.If we do some research, we know they are very different creatures.
但係如果你去研究下呢兩種嘅鷹咧，其實佢哋完全好唔同嘅，佢哋係。
And their interests are quite different as well.
佢哋感興趣嘅獵物都係好唔同嘅。
For an eagle, its natural tendencies is always to go for living animals.
咁對一隻鷹嚟講咧，佢只係關心中意活生生嘅動物嘅。
So by choice, they are not interested.In dead bodies.
咁所以有得選擇嘅時候咧，佢哋都唔會選擇已經死咗嘅動物。
Unless they are held in captive, like in a zoo.
哦，咁除非佢哋係俾人哋困住喺個動物園裡面啦，冇得揀啦。
Or if they are really starved.
又或者佢哋已經餓到飢不擇食啦。
So let's look at some photos.
咁我哋可以睇下啲圖片。
So that's It's not a rabbit, wild rabbit.
應該係只野兔。
And trying to catch it.
咁呢只鷹就嘗試去捉佢啦。
The other photos.
哇！咁另一幅相。
So it's like it catch a snake.
咁呢只鷹就捉住一條蛇。
Yeah. So we see that Eagles are by choice, they are chasing after living things.
咁你知道原來鷹咧，佢哋係本身就係會選擇去捕捉或者捕獵呢啲活生生嘅動物。
However, vultures are very different.
但係秃鷹咧就好唔同啦。
So as we already saw, it went for a corpse.
咁我哋頭先已經見過啦，佢哋係中意呢啲屍體嘅，已經死咗嘅。
So even though vultures are as big as an eagle,
雖然咧你睇佢哋嘅身形啊，都係差唔多大嘅。
And as powerful.As an eagle,
同埋佢都應該同鷹一樣係咁有能力嘅。
But they are not interested in living things.
但係佢哋就係唔中意活生生嘅動物嘅喎。
They will not go after living animals.
佢哋唔會去捕捉呢啲活嘅動物。
All they want is a corpse.
佢哋淨係中意死咗嘅啫，呢啲屍體。
So this is why in some movies or in documentary film, you will see vultures circle in the sky.
咁所以點解你哋如果有睇過啲動物紀錄片咧，或者一啲嘅電影咧，你會發現秃鷹係會喺個天空上面盤旋嘅。
Why do they circle in the sky？
咁點解佢哋會一路喺上空盤旋咧？
Do our animal lovers know？
我哋中間愛好動物嘅人知唔知點解咧？
It actually means something is about to die on the ground.
就係因為地上面咧已經有啲動物就嚟死啦。
So it's waiting for the chance to have a meal.
咁嘅秃鹰其實就等緊食大餐。
Yeah. So we see, even though they look similar, but in essence they are very, very different.
所以雖然佢哋外表咧係好似好接近嘅，但係其實佢哋嘅本質係完全唔同。
So this difference is the key to understand the spiritual teaching behind this passage.
咁所以佢哋兩者之間個差別咧，就係我哋去明白呢兩節呢節經文嘅內容一條鎖匙嚟嘅。
So once we know one verse is talking about corpse and the other about living body, then we know one verse the word should be eagles and the other should be vultures.
咁我哋首先已經澄清咗啦，一節其實係講緊活嘅身體，另一節咧係講緊屍體。同埋咧，一個係講緊鷹，一個係講緊秃鷹。
Because we know the context, so we can decide the Greek word, what it means.
因為我哋已經明白上下文咧，咁我哋就可以從中知道其實呢一個希臘字啊，應該係邊一個意思啦。
Actually the correct verse should be like this.
咁所以正確嘅翻譯應該係咁樣嘅。
So in Matthew we have corpse.
咁喺馬太福音入面咧，其實嗰、那個身體嘅字應該係屍體。
So we know the eagle or the word for eagle vultures refers to vultures。
而廿八節呢度所講嗰種生物應該廿八節呢度講緊嘅咧係秃鷹。
Because they are interested in corpse。
因為秃鷹咧先至係對屍體有興趣嘅啫。
Whereas in Luke, we know the word soma is living body。
而喺路加福音，我哋知道嗰個身體嘅字係指到活生生嘅一個身體。
So we know this word must mean eagles.
咁所以我哋就知道依度講緊嘅一定係講緊鷹啦。
Because they are interested in living things.
因為鷹咧先係中意活生生嘅動物。
So after looking at these parallel passages, what do these tell us about the spiritual teaching behind?
咁我哋去睇咗呢兩段平行經文咧，咁我哋而家就可以去明白究竟佢背後嘅一個屬靈嘅含義係乜嘢咧
？So the Lord Jesus used a parabolic way of teaching here。
咁呢度主耶穌明顯係用緊一種象徵式嘅教導手法。
He painted for us a picture。
佢就為我哋繪畫出一幅圖畫。
Actually, two pictures。
係應該話有兩幅圖畫。
So what is he trying to explain？
究竟佢要解釋啲乜嘢咧？
So let us ask, what is the corpse and what do the vultures represent?
咁我第一就去問下，究竟屍體同埋呢個秃鷹都代表乜嘢咧
？So looking back to Matthew 24.
咁我哋睇翻馬太福音24章。
So we saw in the beginning of today's message.
咁我哋喺今日嘅信息一開始嘅時候已經睇到。
We saw the main focus of the passage immediately before it was about Antichrist.
咁其實喺呢段經文嘅上文啊，係講緊敵基督嘅。
And how the Lord Jesus warns his disciples, not to be deceived by Antichrist.
就係主耶穌提醒佢嘅門徒咧，千祈唔好被敵基督去迷惑。
So actually, in Matthew chapter 24:28, the corpse in this verse indeed is representing the Antichrist.
咁所以咧喺24:28咧，喺主耶穌呢個象徵嘅手法裏面啦，其實呢個屍體咧就係指到敵基督佢自己。
And we see that because of the corpse, the vultures are gathered to him, to this corpse.
咁我哋就睇到咧，因為呢個係一個屍體啊，所以咧。所惹嚟嘅引嚟嘅呢啲就係一啲嘅秃鹰。
Yeah, so the Antichrist will draw or gather the vultures to himself when he appears.
咁所以當敵基督出現嘅時候啊，佢就會吸引嚟一群嘅秃鹰。
So in contrast in Luke.
咁但係對比之下咧，喺路加福音嗰度所講嘅咧。
When the living body appears.
當呢個活嘅身體出現。
Eagles will be gathered to it.
咁聚集埋一齊嘅咧就係鹰啦。
So here in these two parable pictures,
咁喺呢兩幅唔同嘅象徵式嘅圖畫裏面咧
，we see a dead body and a living body。
我哋睇到一個講緊係死咗嘅一個屍體啦，另一個係一個活生生嘅身體。
They resemble each other in many ways。
佢哋可能係好相似嘅，有好多方面都。
Yet they are entirely different in essence。
但係佢哋真正嚟講咧係完全唔同嘅。
The corpse。Which represent the Antichrist is dead and decaying in essence.
因為咧，依個屍體啊，就係象徵住敵基督嘅呢個屍體，其實已經喺度腐爛緊噶啦。
Is dead.
同埋係冇生命，係死嘅。
While the living body represent Christ, which is alive and living.
咁而依個活嘅身體咧，係象徵代表住耶穌基督，係到今日都係活著嘅。
So when the Antichrist appears, he might at first glance resemble Christ in many ways.
咁所以當敵基督出現嘅時候咧，可能喺好多方面啊，佢真係好似基督嘅喎。
He can perform miracles.
佢可以行神蹟啦。
Heal the sick.
佢可以醫治有病嘅人。
Can preach the Bible.
去傳講聖經嘅話語。
Even raise the dead.
甚至叫到死人復活。
So there are actually accounts under circumstances spiritualists were able to raise the dead.And perform miracles.
咁其實咧，喺我哋都聽過啊，喺某一啲嘅情況底下，呢啲嘅靈媒啊，呢啲接觸靈界嘅人咧，佢哋都有能力叫到死人復活嘅，同埋可以行唔同嘅神蹟。
Yeah. So don't think somebody came back from death. The person caused it is from God.
咁所以千祈唔好以為咧，當我哋見到有死人復活啦，咁令到呢件事發生嘅咧，嗰位嘅人一定係從神嚟嘅。
Because Today's technology, doctors can do that as well.
因為喺我哋今日嘅科技裏面啊，就算醫生都可以叫死人復活啦。
In the ancient times, when a person is stopped the heartbeats, he's dead, right?
咁喺古代嘅時候啊，當一個人心跳停咗，咁就定義為死亡啦。
But now we can use an electrical shock to shock the corpse.
但係今日咧，我哋可以用呢啲嘅電壓。即係呢啲嘅儀器咧，可以去重新叫呢個人再心跳有翻。
Yeah, and the heartbeat will come back, and sometimes the person is resuscitated.
咁所以透過心肺復甦咧，就可以令到呢個好似屍體，但係可以重新有翻生命、有翻心跳啦。
So not all miracles are from God.
所以咧就唔係所有嘅奇蹟呢啲神蹟奇事咧，都係從神嗰度嚟嘅。
And not all healings are from God.
咁所以唔係所有嘅醫治咧，都一定係從神嗰度嚟嘅。
Satan also has power to work miracles and to deceive people.
因為撒旦都同樣有能力去行呢啲嘅奇蹟，去欺騙唔同嘅人。
And in previous messages, we see in chapter 24, verse 24, that even the elect, if they are not careful, may also be led astray by false teachers and false Christs.
因為好似我哋之前信息都已經睇過啦，就算嗰啲選民啊，都有可能咧被欺騙迷惑，偏離咗呢條正路啦，就係因為有呢啲嘅假教師啊，同埋假基督。
So if we see Antichrist preaching about the Bible, healing the sick, and even raising the dead, will we have the discernment to see he's not from God?
咁所以當我哋見到呢個敵基督出嚟，哇！又行奇蹟，又講神嘅話語，甚至叫死人復活，我哋會唔會就被欺騙迷惑，以為佢真係從神嚟嘅咧
？But we thought he's really from God, but instead he's actually working in the power of Satan.
可能我哋以為佢就係從神嚟嘅，但係其實佢係用緊撒旦嘅能力去行呢啲嘅奇蹟。
So the question we can ask from looking at these passages is, can we distinguish the corpse from the living body?
咁所以我哋而家需要問嘅咧，就係我哋能唔能夠去分辨出屍體同埋呢個活嘅身體嘅差別？
How do we know whether a body is living or dead?
我哋點可以知道一個身體啊，究竟係活嘅定係死嘅咧
？In a physical world, say the body of a dog, how would you tell if it's still alive or dead?
咁譬如有個狗，一隻狗啦，佢嘅身體，我哋點知佢係仲有生命嘅定係已經死咗咧
？It's just lying there.
佢而家就瞓咗喺度啦。
So how do you tell?
咁你哋點樣去分辨出佢係咪仲係活嘅咧？
I remember when I was in elementary school, one night after I finished my homework.
咁我記得咧，當我仲喺幼稚園啊。
No, no. elementary school.
小學嘅時候咧，當我仲喺小學嘅時候咧，有一日我做曬功課。
I heard my dad calling me.
咁我聽到我爹哋叫我啦，我爸爸叫我。
He said, "Oh, our pet dog is dead."
佢話俾我聽，哎呀，我哋只寵物狗死咗啊！
Oh, I rushed to the dog and I saw it just lying there.
咁我快啲跑去睇下我只狗啦，咁佢就瞓咗喺度。
So I said to my dad, "Are you sure? It looks like he's just unconscious."
咁我就問我爸爸啦，你係咪肯定啊？我睇落佢好似只不過係昏迷咗啫。
How do you know it's dead?
你點知佢死咗？
Because previous times my dad.When a dog did something bad, my dad like kind of slapped it.
咁因為咧，以前試過只狗唔聽話啦，做啲曳嘢咧，我爸爸就會打佢一下。
And the dog is very cowardly.
咁只狗咧都好狡猾嘅，啊唔係好懦弱嘅 ，sorry.
Yeah, when my dad hit it, he just fainted.
咁當我爸爸一打只狗咧，佢就會暈噶啦。
Yeah, so in the past, the dog did that.
咁因為以前發生過咁嘅事情
，So I said to my dad, "Are you sure? It looks like it's fainted."
咁所以我就問我爸爸啦，你係咪肯定佢死咗啊？我睇落去好似暈咗咧。
Yeah, but my dad he said, "I tried massaging its heart."
但我爸爸就話我已經試過按摩下佢嘅心臟啦。
But it's no luck, no heartbeat.
但係都係冇任何嘅心跳。
And there's no breathing as well.
亦都已經停止咗呼吸。
So I was.Looking at the dog for a while, then I realized, yeah, it's true. There's no movement of breathing.
咁我就去一路望住只狗睇咗一段時間。哎呀，發現真係喎，已經再冇呼吸嘅喐動呢啲動作啦。
So I was a bit sad.
咁我當然就好傷心啦。
So my dad said, "Okay, let's go to a nearby park and bury it."
咁我爸爸就話：好啦，我哋一齊去附近公園咧，去埋葬咗呢個狗。
So we had to go at night because usually it's not allowed that you can bury a dog there.
咁我哋當時就夜晚偷雞咁樣去啦，因為通常咧係唔容許你咁樣將只狗嘅屍體埋喺個公園嗰度嘅。
Yeah, so a dead body and a living body may have many resemblances.
咁所以我哋睇到咧，其實一個仍然有生命嘅身體同一個已經死嘅身體咧，可能真係有好多類似嘅地方。
But they are essentially different.
但係咧，實際上其實佢哋係完全唔同嘅。
We may be able to tell whether a dog's body is alive or dead.
我哋可能懂得去分辨一隻狗究竟仲係活嘅、有生命嘅，定係已經死咗。
Yeah, you can just give it a bone or a really.Fragrant meat.
咁可能你可以用骨頭啊，或者好香嘅肉嚟誘惑下佢啦。
Even if it's fainted, it might suddenly come out of a coma.
咁就算佢真係暈咗，可能佢都會突然間就醒過嚟啦。
And rush to the meat.
快啲走去食呢啲肉先。
Or you can just do what I did, just observe whether it's breathing.
咁或者你可以好似我咁啦，一路去觀察佢仲有冇呼吸，有冇動靜咧。
So on the physical level, it may not be so hard to tell whether a body is dead or alive.
咁所以喺肉身嘅層面咧，可能唔係真係咁難要分辨究竟呢個身體係有生命定係冇生命。
However, on the spiritual level, it's much more difficult for us to discern whether someone is dead or alive spiritually.
但係咧，嚟到屬靈呢個層面，即係我哋同神之間呢個生命。在神裡面的生命這個層面呢，就不是那麼容易去分辨究竟是活的還是死的了。
When Antichrist came preaching the Bible and working miraculous deeds,
當這個敵基督來到去行這些這樣的奇蹟，又去講這些神的話語的時候呢，
Will we have the discernment to perceive he is the corpse that draws the vultures?
咁我哋有冇呢份嘅分辨力，可以睇到佢系咪一个尸体去招聚呢啲咁嘅秃鹰
？But not the living body that draws the eagles.
而唔系咧嗰个活嘅生命系可以引嚟呢啲嘅鹰嘅。
So let us look at verse 28 closely again.
咁所以我哋睇翻二十八节啊。
Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather.
尸首在哪里，鹰也必聚在哪里。
The way to be able to tell and to discern whether this is a body or this is a corpse does not depend on techniques.
咁其實我哋要去分辨出究竟呢個身體係一條死屍啊，定係一個活嘅身體咧，並唔係單靠一啲技巧。
It doesn't depend on intelligence.
亦都唔係在乎你有幾聰明。
It doesn't depend on how long you have been attending church.
亦都唔係你嚟咗教會幾耐。
It also doesn't depend on how long you have beenstudying the Word of God.
亦都唔係在乎你讀咗神嘅話語幾耐。
Here, the Lord Jesus is telling us an important truth.
喺呢度，主耶穌係話俾我哋聽一個好重要嘅真理。
The Lord Jesus teaches here in this verse.
主耶穌喺呢節經文咁教導我哋。
In order not to be deceived by Antichrist.
如果我哋唔想被呢位敵基督去欺騙迷惑。
Or the corpse.
又或者呢個屍體咯。
We need to become a certain kind of person.
咁我哋就要成為某一類嘅人。
We saw that vultures have certain nature and certain inclination in them.
我哋睇到秃鹰咧，佢系有一种特性嘅。
They are drawn to dead bodies.
佢哋本身就系好俾呢啲尸体去吸引。
A corpse would appear greatly to them.
咁一具尸体咧就会非常之吸引呢啲嘅。
And attracts them.
會吸引招聚你嚟咯。
On the other hand,
但係另一方面咧
，eagles are not interested in corpse.
鷹咧就完全對呢啲死屍係唔感興趣嘅。
They are a very different nature than from the vultures.
所以佢哋嘅本性咧係同秃鹰係好唔同嘅。
Yeah, they are only interested in living things.
佢哋淨係中意有生命嘅呢啲活物嘅啫。
They will go after living body.
佢哋會去捕獵呢啲活生生嘅動物。
They are drawn and gathered by a living body.
佢哋係被依個活嘅身體呢啲動物咧去吸引嘅。
So the question is whether we will go for the corpse or and be deceived by the Antichrist depends on what kind of nature we have.
咁所以其實呢度話俾我哋聽咧，究竟我哋最終啊會唔會俾敵基督去欺騙迷惑？好在乎咧，即係敵基督就係用到呢個屍體去代表噶啦。咁我哋會唔會被呢個屍體或者敵基督去迷惑？就係在乎我哋嘅本性係點樣
？If you have the ego nature seeking after living things，
咁如果你係有鷹嘅呢個性情特質咧，咁你應該係會去俾呢啲活嘅生命去吸引。
Then Antichrist will have a difficult time deceiving you.
咁樣咧，呢個敵基督咧就好困難可以去迷惑到你啦。
But if you have the vulture nature,
但係如果你係有秃鹰嘅呢個特質咧
，you are going after dead things.
你中意啲死咗嘅嘢。
Then you are very likely to be deceived by the Antichrist.
咁你好有可能就會被敵基督去迷惑啦。
Because the Antichrist will appeal to your nature.
因為敵基督咧，佢會對你嘅喜好咧係好吸引到你嘅，應該係。
I think there's a phrase in Cantonese, am I arm key 啊？
即係好似我哋廣東話講啦，就因為好啱 key 啊嘛。
It means harmonize。
即係好夾得嚟嘅，好合拍，好係啦，所以即係同類物以類聚啦。
Yeah, so we must ask ourselves the question.
咁所以我哋一定要問翻自己。
What kind of nature do we have?
究竟我哋嘅本性又系点呢？
Do we have a new nature from God?
我哋有冇从神而嚟呢个全新嘅性情呢？
That seeks after life?
就系去追求有生命嘅。
Here from the parabolic language, in verse 28 and in Luke 17:37.
咁喺呢度我哋睇翻呢个象征式嘅语言，喺马太福音24:28同埋路加福音17:37。
We see all mankind is divided into two categories.
我哋睇到咧，全人类其实都可以分为两大类嘅。
One group is those who go for what is dead.
有一类咧就系专系中意呢啲死咗嘅嘢，冇生命嘅。
And the others, the group going for what is alive.
而另一组人类，另一类嘅人咧，佢哋就只系中意有生命嘅活嘅。
So there's no third group.
咁就再冇第三类嘅人。
So either we are going for what is alive, or we are going for what is dead.
咁所以我哋一系咧就会去去即係被呢啲死咗冇生命嘅嘢吸引啦，一係我哋就會去中意，只係中意有生命嘅。
So the point also echoes with the Lord Jesus' teaching.
咁其實呢一點咧，亦都係同主耶穌佢嘅教導係相呼應嘅。
So let us turn to Matthew chapter 7:13-14.
咁我哋而家翻去另一段嘅經文咧，喺翻馬太福音7:13-14。
Matthew 7:13-14.
马太福音7:13-14.
So let me read to you.
咁我会为大家读。
Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是阔的。路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Here again, we see mankind are divided into two categories.
呢度我哋再一次睇到咧，人类系分为两类人嘅。
Many people are taking the path of destruction.
好多人咧都选择咗嗰个引到灭亡嘅道路。
Not because they deliberately like to be destroyed.
就唔係因為佢哋咧特登揀一條路，中意要去滅亡。
But it's because their nature inclines them to take the broad road。
而係因為佢哋嘅性情啊，佢哋嘅本性係令到佢哋傾向去選擇嗰條容易闊嘅路。
The broad road is an easy road, and many others are walking in it。
因為嗰條闊嘅路係容易嘅路咧，同埋有好多嘅人都係行緊嘅。
So why not take it？
咁點解我唔都行喺同一條路上咧？
Before we are changed by God, we all had this kind of thinking.
咁當我哋被神改變之前咧，我哋可能都有咁樣嘅思想。
But the eagles, however, are drawn to life.
但係咧，鷹就好唔同啦，佢係被生命吸引。
And they choose the narrow path of life.
佢哋就選擇咧生命嗰條窄路。
Their nature is changed by God, and they don't mind walking on the path of pressure and difficulties.
因为他们的性情已经被神改变，他们不介意走在这条有压力、有困难的道路上面。
Because they are drawn by God and by life.
因为他们是被神和被这份生命所吸引。
They are drawn by the things that last.
他们被能够，他们是被这份永恒，能够持久的这些东西去吸引的。
So we can also think of it this way.
所以我们可以这样去想。
For eagles to catch a living animal is much more difficult than the vultures eating from a corpse.
要一隻對一隻鷹嚟講，佢要去捕捉呢啲活嘅動物，一定係比依只秃鷹啊，只係去食呢啲屍體係容易好多嘅。
You need coordinations.
因為如果你要捕捉呢啲活嘅動物，你一定要協調啦。
You need to look for something alive.
你首先亦都要去揾到呢啲活嘅動物啦。
You need to go down to it.
你然後要對準咁去飛落去捕捉佢哋。
So the thing is alive, and you may struggle.
咁而且呢啲活物啊，仲識掙扎噶嘛。
It may be poisonous as well.
甚至佢哋可能有毒嘅喎。
Yeah, but how about so it takes efforts and it's much more difficult.
咁所以係需要好費力氣啦，係困難好多嘅。
So it's like walking on the narrow path that leads to life.
就好似頭先我哋睇到行喺呢條窄路上係引導去永生嘅呢條路上咁困難。
So, on the contrary, vultures they eat corpse.
但係相比之下咧，呢啲秃鹰咧，佢哋只係食屍體嘅啫。
So it's very easy, right?
咁就好容易啦。
You just walk up to it.
咁你只要行到去啲屍體面前。
Then you start picking.
咁你就開始去食佢哋啦。
So it's as simple as that.
就係咁簡單。
So it's a really easy way.
就係一條容易嘅路。
Yeah. So, so do we have? So the important spiritual lesson today is what kind of nature do we have?
咁所以我哋今日學到一個好重要嘅屬靈嘅功課咧，就係究竟我哋係邊一類人咧
？Do we have the vulture natures that is going after dead things?
我哋會唔會係有秃鹰呢類嘅性情，就係中意呢啲冇生命嘅死咗嘅嘢
？Or have we been changed by God to be eagles that are seeking after living things？
定係我哋已經被神改變，有呢個新嘅性情，係去追求有生命嘅
？So what kind of person we are will determine our final end。
我哋係邊一類人咧，將會決定我哋嘅結局係如何
？So let us in the following time look at some reminders in the Word of God。
咁喺餘下嘅時間咧，我哋可以去從神嘅話語睇一啲唔同嘅提醒。
To keep seeking living things that endures。
去不斷追求呢啲會係不斷追求咧呢啲能夠傳到永遠嘅呢啲活嘅事物。
Instead of seeking after dead things that are transient。
而唔係咧去追求呢啲冇生命嘅。只係短暫嘅嘢。
So let us turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.
咁我哋可以睇哥羅西書嘅三章一至二節。
So Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.
哥羅西書三章一至二節。
So Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.So I will read for you.
我會為大家讀出。
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
所以你們若真與基督一同復活，就當求在上面的事，那裡有基督坐在神的右邊。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So use today's parabolic imagery.
咁我哋用翻今日呢个象征式嘅比喻图画啦。
So after God changes us from a vulture into an eagle,
当神改变我哋从一只秃鹰变成一只鹰嘅时候
，giving us a new life and a new nature in Christ，
俾我哋喺基督里面呢个新嘅生命同埋呢个新嘅性情。
Paul is reminding us.Reminding the Christians to keep on seeking the things above.
咁保罗咧就提醒基督徒要不断嘅去追求从上嚟嘅事情喺上面嘅事情。
So we need to be renewed in our thinking.
咁即系话我哋嘅思想要被更新改变。
So in the past we are going after the temporary things of this world.
咁所以喺以前咧，可能我哋仲系去追求呢啲世界上好短暂嘅嘢。
So all the things that we see are the physical things.
咁我哋所睇到一切咧，都係物質嘅啫。
So they will decay and they will be no more。
物質嘅嘢咧，都會有一日會腐壞、扭壞，同埋就變成無有啦。
But we think, strangely, before we turn to God, we think they are the most practical things。
咁但係好奇怪嘅咧，就係當我哋認識神之前啦，我哋卻覺得呢一啲嘅嘢咧係最實際、最重要。
It's worth betting all our life.On them.
甚至係值得我哋咧成身都付上，為咗得到佢哋。
Like money, job, house, car, family, etc.
就好似錢啦、工作啦、房屋啦、車啦，或者屋企人。
But after we become Christians and exercise God's, experience God's transforming power.
但係當我哋成為一個基督徒，經歷到神改變我哋嘅能力之後咧
，And we will begin to realize the things that are unseen are actually eternal.
我哋先慢慢發現咧，原來有時我哋眼睇唔到嘅嘢咧，先係存到永恆嘅。
When I went to China in about 10 years ago, my grandmother shortly afterwards passed away.
喺大概十年前，當我去中國嘅時候咧，我嘅婆婆就 即係喺我去咗中國冇幾耐，我婆婆咧就過身啦。
Actually, my grandmother is very good to us.
咁我婆婆對我咧係非常好嘅。
She always bring a lot of delicious snacks when she visited us.
咁每次婆婆嚟探我哋咧，都會帶一啲好好食嘅嘢俾我哋嘅。
But now when I think of my grandmother, what I remember is not the snacks that she bought for me.
咁但係而家當我諗翻起我呢位婆婆嘅我嘅婆婆嘅時候咧，我所記得嘅並唔係佢曾經帶過俾我哋食啲乜嘢好食嘅嘢。
But I remember her love for me.
我只係記得佢係愛我嘅。
And also her example of faith. She's also a Christian.
咁同埋就係佢喺主裏面呢個信心道路上呢個榜樣啦，因為佢都係個基督徒。
And she encouraged me to be serious about seeking the Lord.
佢當時都鼓勵我咧，要去認真咁去追求神。
So actually, these things is what endures.
咁其實咧，呢一啲先至係可以傳到永恆嘅。
Yes, in the same way, righteousness and our love for God, and kindness and forgiveness, these are the things that will last.
咁同樣嚟講咧，公義啦，righteousness and
forgiveness，
公義啦，呢啲饒恕啦。
Kindness,
對人呢份恩慈啊，同埋我哋對神嘅愛咧，呢一啲嘅質素啊，先能夠去傳到永恆。
So after we become Christians, we need to keep our mind renewed.
咁所以當我哋做咗基督徒之後咧，我哋要不斷更新我哋嘅思想。
Not following the old way of thinking to preoccupy our everyday life with the trending things of the world.
咁我哋咧就要小心啦，每一日嘅生活咧，唔好成日去被呢啲短暫嘅嘢所佔據啊！我哋所思所想。
Yeah, we should seek the things that are of Yahweh God.
我哋應該咧去尋求從Yahweh神而嚟嘅嘢。
And like an eagle that's seeking what is living, what is alive.
就好似鷹一樣，係尋求有生命嘅。
So what is our sense of value and our life direction?
咁究竟我哋嘅價值觀啊，同埋我哋嘅生命方向係點嘅咧
？So what excites us in our daily life？
喺日常生活裡面啊，乜嘢先叫到我哋好興奮咧
？Is it the transient things that will pass away in the world that get us excited？
係咪呢個世界啲短暫會過去嘅嘢咧，叫我哋已經好緊張、好興奮咧
？Or is it the things of God that endures forever that draws our attention and make us glad？
定係神嘅事情就係呢啲有永恆價值嘅嘢咧，能夠去吸引到我哋，令到我哋好開心。
So by examining our daily thoughts, we will see whether we have the vulture nature or the eagle nature in us.
所以咧，只要去留意我哋每一日嘅思想咧，我哋就能夠睇到其實我哋究竟係有秃鹰嘅性情定係有鹰嘅性情。
So to conclude our message today.
咁我要去總結今日嘅信息。
So we see from Matthew 24:28。
我哋從馬太福音24:28睇到。
So the spiritual teaching behind the Lord Jesus' parabolic words。
咁喺主耶穌喺呢一節經文背後呢個象徵式嘅圖畫咧，其實帶出一個屬靈嘅教導。
If we are to survive in the last days and not to be deceived by the Antichrist。
在这个末后的日子里面，如果我们要站立得稳，不要被敌基督去迷惑和欺骗呢？
We need to become like eagles.
我们就要成为好像鹰那样。
Let's seek life.
就是寻求生命。
To seek the things of God that are eternal.
去寻求从神来的有永恒价值的东西。
However, if we have the old nature or the vulture nature,
但如果我哋有嘅係舊嘅性情，就好似秃鹰嘅性情咧。
It's bound by the earthly things, and if we are preoccupied by the dead things, the things that will pass away.
如果我哋係被世界呢啲好多嘅唔同嘅嘢所捆綁、所煩擾，或者整日都係為到好似頭先講死咗嘅嘢去成為我哋關注嘅話咧
，then we will have a very hard time survive spiritually.
咁我哋將會好難可以去企得住。
And we will be deceived by the Antichrist.
我哋可能就會被依個敵基督去迷惑啦。
And to be swept away within in destruction.
而且最終就係同依個敵基督一樣就被毀滅。
So may the Lord help us to be eagles in the last days.
咁都求神啦，幫助我哋成為鷹，特別喺依個末後嘅日子。
To seek what is living,
就係去尋求有生命嘅嘢。
To seek what is above and seeking God Himself。
去尋求上面嘅事情，就係從神嚟嘅事情，同埋去尋求神佢自己。
So to close the message, I would like to close with one verse in John 17 verse 3。
咁結束今日嘅信息嘅時候咧，我想用一節經文咧去結束，就係喺約翰福音17:3。
So let us turn to John。
咁請大家去打開約翰福音17:3。
Chapter 17, verse 3.
約翰福音17:3。
John chapter 17, verse 3. Verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
認識你獨一的真神，並且認識你所差來的耶穌基督。這就是永生。
May this verse encourage each one of us to ask God to help us to be eagles that seek life.
咁都但願呢節經文咧可以鼓勵我哋每一位去祈求天父神去幫助我哋成為一隻鷹一樣去尋求生命。
But not to be vultures that seek death.
而唔係好似秃鷹咁去即係被呢啲死咗嘅嘢所吸引，冇生命嘅嘢所吸引。
The dead things.And may God draw us to have a living relationship with Himself.
亦都願神咧去吸引我哋同佢建立一份活生生嘅關係。
And also to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
亦都同佢愛子主耶穌基督有呢份嘅活生生嘅關係。
So God will help us and change us when we seek Him with all our hearts.
咁神就一定會幫助我哋改變我哋啦。當我哋全心去尋求佢。
So this is the message for today.
咁呢個就我今日想同大家分享嘅信息。
Ask Grace to close in prayer.
咁我哋一齊禱告結束。我哋親愛嘅天父。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
真係好感謝你咁寶貴嘅話語。
We give you thanks for your very precious word.
你用咁生動嘅一啲圖畫去俾我哋明白屬靈嘅事情。
You use a very vivid picture to help us understand spiritual truth.
因為很多時候我們有眼卻看不見。
A lot of times, even though we have eyes that we do not see,
有耳卻聽不見。
We have ears that we do not hear.
但是你都用盡各種的方法是我們可以去明白去理解的。
But you use all sorts of ways to help us understand your truth.
以致我哋可以行喺呢個生命嘅道路上面。
So that we may be led by you to walk on the path of life.
雖然引去永生呢條道路係窄嘅，係難行嘅。
Even though the path that leads to life is narrow and it's difficult to walk.
但係正如鷹一樣，我哋唔需要懼怕，因為能力係足夠，一定可以行喺呢個生命嘅道路上。
Just like eagles, we do not fear. We know that.You will grant us enough strength to walk on this pathway leading to life.
我哋祈求你俾我哋有鷹一樣嘅眼光。
We pray that you will give us visions like eagles.
睇得準生命我哋所追求嘅係乜嘢，係值得我哋擺上我哋一切嘅。
So we may lock on what is truly worthy of our pursuit to put on our focus on life.
但願我哋都可以依靠你恩典，喺高空上去翱翔。
May you help us to soar in the sky.
係一個自由有能力嘅生命。
With a free and lively life.
而唔係淨係專注喺地上面短暫冇價值嘅嘢上。
So that we will not only focus on the transient things on the earth.
多謝你俾我哋咁重要嘅提醒。
We thank you for this very important reminder.
求你繼續與我哋同在。
We pray that your presence will be with us.
亦都求你悦納我哋一切嘅讚美同埋感恩。
We pray that you accept our praise and thanksgiving.
阿門。
Amen. So after a moment of quietness, we can close our worship.
咁我哋可以安靜一陣，我哋可以安靜一陣間，然後就結束今日嘅時間。